Man gets 50 years for stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas. A former Texas Juvenile Center employee who stole $1.2 million worth of fajitas was sentenced to 50 years in prison for theft by a public servant. Visiting State District Judge J. Manuel Banales on Friday ordered the 50-year sentence for Gilberto Escamilla, 53, who admitted to using taxpayer money to buy fajita meat and sell it for a profit while working as a purchaser for Daryl B. Hester Juvenile Detention Center. An audit report revealed Escamilla managed to shave $1,251,578 from food purchasers for 9 years undetected. I feel horrible. I wish I could take this back. It was selfish. It started small and got bigger and out of control, Escamilla said in his testimony. It got to the point where I couldn't control it anymore. Employees immediately thought the delivery to be suspicious, as minors at the detention center are not served fajitas. However, the delivery driver insisted that he had been delivering fajitas to the detention center's kitchen for the past 9 years. After being fired and arrested, Escamilla's house was searched by police, who found packages of the fajitas in his refrigerator. He would literally, on the day he ordered them, deliver them to customers as he already had lined up, Cameron County District Attorney Luis Sainz told the Brownsville Herald. We've been able to uncover two of his purchasers, and they are cooperating with the investigation. Because Escamilla stole more than $200,000 worth of goods, Texas law considers the crime to be a first-degree felony and allows for a sentencing of up to 99 years in prison. It also allows for more severe punishment if the defendant commits a crime while acting as a public servant. Cameron County Assistant District Attorney Peter Gilman asked Banales to issue the lengthy sentence to prevent other public servants from committing similar acts. We feel a strong message should be sent, Gilman said. Escamilla was allowed a brief moment to say goodbye to his family before being escorted away to begin his sentence.